sometime in the future, you review objectively. It doesn't have to be that day. It could be the end of that week, end of that month, whatever. The point is to review sometime in the future. Now, I talked to this man here, Jared Tindler, and he wrote the book, The Mental Game of Trading. And I was talking to him about it. And I'm like, look, I write down all my trades. And usually at the end of every month, I'll take a look back at them and say, what went right? What went wrong? What could I do differently? What could I do differently to make sure that either my wins were bigger or my losses were smaller, or maybe I could have done something different with my position sizing.
This is the How to Trade Stocks and Options podcast, brought to you by 10MinuteStockTrader.com, where we cover finance, stocks, options, entrepreneurship, education, and money. And here's your host, voted one of the top 100 people in finance, Christopher Yule.
Hey there, traders. You're about to take a free lesson from the 10-Minute Trading Room that's available for members only. And I mean that. This is only going to be up for 1 week. After 1 week, the only way for you to see this is to become a member of the 10-Minute Trading Room. This is pretty awesome. I actually have a huge bonus for you. I have $5,488 worth of free trading education for you. And I'll tell you all about that at the end of this podcast. So strap in, get some notes, get ready for it, because you only have 1 week to watch this entire lesson, and then it's going to be gone forever, unless you're a member of the 10-Minute Trading Room. Well, hello, 10-Minute Traders. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. No matter where in the world you're watching from, thank you so much for being here. I am very excited about today. I've been talking about this webinar for a long time. This is the webinar of how to effortlessly trade stocks like a video game without spending all day staring at a screen. Now, when I tell people that you can trade stocks like a video game, of course, there's always somebody doubting, right? There's always the naysayer who says, no, you can't do that. Watch me. Funny story. When I was a kid, I heard a story about my great-grandfather who lived in Oklahoma. And I don't know why, but one day he was like, you know what? I want to grow tobacco. And the people were like, hey, listen, you can't grow tobacco in Oklahoma. And he said, watch me. And he did. And I guess that DNA kind of passed on down to me. So that's what I'm going to do today. Watch. Be sure to take notes. Bring your pad and pen and paper. Gavon, good morning, man. I am so glad that you are here. I'm going to fist bump Chuck Norris style right back at you. Gavon and everyone else who's watching, if you could do me a favor, down below this video, there should be a share button. Share this to your friends. Share this to your family. Share this to somebody who needs to know how to trade. Because we're going to break it down today. This is my passion in life. I'm so excited about this. Not just trading, but being able to share with traders how to do it right. Because I learned the hard way how to do it wrong. And I don't want anybody to have to go through that like I did. So do me a favor. Share this. Use that share button down below. Share this to as many people as you can so they can learn as well. So let's do this. Let's get into the webinar. So this is how to effortlessly trade stocks like a video game without spending all day staring at a screen. Now, if that sounds right to you, if that sounds like you're in the right place, make sure you hit that share button. I'm not worried about you hitting the like button. I want to share this. That's where we're going today. Share this to as many people as you can. Now, I do have a legal disclaimer, and let's make this bigger. Basically, I am the chief scientist at NASA. I have been to the moon 4 times. Elon Musk comes to me for consulting on how to launch rocket ships. And you shouldn't believe anything that I say. But if you choose to listen from this point forward, I will do my very best to tell you what I have learned, and maybe it'll help you out. So let me know that you're here in the chat. Let me know where you're from. Come on. I don't remember where you're from. Tell me where you're from, my friend. And then after you do that, click share. Let me know that you're here in the chat and where you're from. I totally can't remember at the top of my head, Kavon. By the way, for our 10-minute stock traders, who are here live, hashtag 10-Minute Stock Traders, just like me. We have a webinar challenge. If you can get five of your friends to come while we're live and just put in the chat box, hey, Kevon sent me, Isaac sent me, whomever sent you, I will pay for this and I will send you your own bull market t-shirt. So that would be my pleasure. Now, we got a couple things that we need to talk about here. April, good morning. I'm glad you made it. We got a couple things to talk about here, and that's, what is a 10-minute stock trader? This is our 10-minute stock trader manifesto. And this, to me, embodies everything that we do on a daily basis, because this is not just about trading stocks. This is a lifestyle. And a 10-minute stock trader takes calculated risks, understands that the treasure lies in knowing the data, doesn't guess at trading. They follow their plan. They don't blame others. They take responsibility. They know why the market works. A 10-minute stock trader is smart. A 10-minute stock trader understands that they can make the world a better place. They spread joy to others. They follow their dreams. They build each other up. They use money as a tool, and they spend as little time trading and as much time living as possible. Now, I would like to point out a couple things on this manifesto real quick. Do you see anywhere on there it says a 10-minute stock trader is a greedy bastard? Nope. 10-minute stock trading is all about understanding how it works and understanding how the wealth ripple effects that what we do can change the entire world. That right there, that drives me more than anything. If I can teach enough people how to become wealthy on their own, the ripple effects of that are unlimited. It'll allow you to tip more at a restaurant. It'll allow you to take care of your children. It'll allow you to send your kids to school, maybe an expensive university. The wealth ripple effects go on forever. And that child that you send to school to an expensive university may turn out to be a doctor and may one day, maybe one day they'll save my life. So yeah, those wealth ripple effects, they go on forever. And that's why I'm here. Good morning, Mike from the NYC. I was there not that long ago. Got my picture for the first time ever with the bull. That was a lot of fun. Glad you could make it, Mike. So on today's agenda, how to trade like a video game. We got three core sections here. We have number one, stop trading like a noob. How to finally win the stock market boss fight. Number two, bonus points. How watching your high score is causing you to lose mega profits. And mega points. I think I said that backwards, but you get the point. And then my number one trading hack. How to write your own cheat codes and shortcut your way to success. So if that sounds like you are in the right place, do me a favor. Type in the chat box, yes. My goal right now is to make sure that you guys are here, that you're present, that the chat box is working, and being able to share this to as many people as possible. There will be a couple times where we have some audience participation. And so I need to make sure that that chat box is working for you. So do me a favor in the chat box right now. Type in yes if you are watching this. And then we are going to get started. Actually, do me a favor. Type in yes. Click send. Then go over to the share button. Share this to as many friends as you can. And come on right back and let's do this. April says yes. Good. Very, very good. Okay. Ali, good morning, sir. He says yes. Her Scrambler. Hey, man, I saw you over on Benzinga. I'm really glad you could make it today. He says yes. By the way, it is so much fun to be able to go over onto the Benzinga channel on a weekly basis and do my thing, because it lights me up to be able to share that with as many people as possible. Rudy says yes. Okay, good. Making sure that everything is working. All right, let's do this. Please ask questions as we go. Please be sure you have pen and paper, because we will be covering a lot of information. And if you have questions and I miss that question, please know it was not on purpose, but spam the chat box a few more times to make sure that I see it, because I'm here for you. I am here for you. Now, today I will be giving you $5,488 worth of trading education for free. And my 10-minute stock traders know all about that. But that'll be later on. Today we're really going to focus right now on delivering some superpowers. But promise me you won't use these powers for evil, okay? When you see how to trade in 10 minutes a day, when you become a hashtag 10-minute stock trader, it's going to change your life. And I mean that completely. But disclaimer, what I'm going to show you is the process, but I cannot guarantee that you'll be profitable. I can't do that. One of my mentors, one of my trading idols, his name is Richard Dennis. He was the founder of the Turtle Trader Project. And he says, I always say you could publish rules in a newspaper and nobody would follow them. The key is consistency and discipline. Now, this dude, by the time he was 29 years old, had made over $190 million trading. Let me repeat that. That's nine digits, $190 million before he was 30. So yeah, I'm going to listen to what this guy says. And you know what he says? He says, you need consistency and discipline. And the world-class traders that I've learned from have one thing in common. They have rules. They have consistency and discipline to follow those rules, just like Richard Dennis was talking about here. Now, today, I'm going to give you the rules, okay? That's why you need a pen and paper. I'm going to give you the rules today, but rules are boring. But rules make you money. That's one of my quotes. Rules are boring, but rules make you money. But I need you to promise me one thing, that when you get these rules, you will have the consistency and the discipline to follow them. Now, when you do follow these rules, you're going to be trading like the greats. This is a fact. The legends in trading who I personally have learned from. This is my friend, Mark Minervini, 1997 and 2021 U.S. Investing Champion. The compounding growth that he did would have taken a $100,000 account into over $30 million in 5 years. Imagine what your life could be if you followed what Mark talks about 5 years from today. That's pretty astounding. Now, I learned personally from this man right here, such a sweet guy. He was a lot of fun to learn from. This is the first billion-dollar hedge fund manager, Larry Hite, market wizard Larry Hite. And man, this guy, he dropped so much wisdom on me. It was amazing. Learned trading from market wizard Tom Basso. I'll talk more about him in a minute. Really good guy. This is my friend Steve Burns, best-selling millionaire trading author. This is my friend Tom Sosnoff. I've had him on the podcast 4, 5, 6 times, something like that. And market wizard, the original market wizard who started it all, Jack Schwager. And then the man himself, Richard Dennis, the trend-following pioneer. Now, I took all their best lessons and I created a strategy to manage a portfolio in only 10 minutes a day. And that's not hyperbole. It's legitimately 10 minutes a day. And market wizard Tom Basso, like I was saying, he actually said to me that he needed to learn from me because his took 20 minutes. And if I had mine down to 10 minutes, then he needed to learn from me. And I'm like, no. You're the pioneer here, man. I'm just building on the foundation you laid. Now, my goal with this web class is to show you two things. The number one thing is the only way, and I mean this, the only way for you to be successful as a trader is through 10-minute trading. And the only way to do 10-minute trading is with the strategies that we use inside the 10-minute trading room and the strategies I'm going to show you here today. So who am I? Well, real quick, I'm the founder and head trader at 10MinuteStockTrader.com. Been awarded top 100 people in finance twice. Nominated for top 100 global leaders. My podcast, the How to Trade Stocks and Options podcast, has been in the top 10 of iTunes investing podcasts. I've been on TV hundreds of times. My company was the 20 most innovative companies for the year in 2020. But here's a few of the places you might have seen me on. Benzinga, Yahoo Finance, Cheddar, RT America, things like that. But it didn't start out this way, okay? I did not at all wake up, and go straight onto TV. No, I grew up in a double-wide mobile home in rural Texas, all right? I did not have any sort of silver spoon in my mouth. I went to a small school in Arkansas, and I do not have an Ivy League degree. I did not work on Wall Street. I do not have a hedge fund yet. That is one of my goals in life, though, is to have my own hedge fund. But I say all that because I want you to know that you can do this. You can do this. But you cannot, under any circumstance, think that you know more than the market. Let me repeat that once more, all right? You cannot, under any circumstance, think that you know more than the market. Now, when I say this, people's eyes glaze over. They think I'm a fake guru. Everything is just total baloney at this point. But I want you to know this. Trading is easy. Trading really is easy when you know the proven rules to follow. But you have to admit one thing, okay? So raise your right hand, repeat after me. Let me move my mouse over so I can do this with the left hand. Repeat after me. Here we go. Raise your right hand, repeat after me. No, really, I mean it. Raise your right hand and repeat after me. Trading is easy. I am not smarter than the market. I just understand how to play by the rules. Now, when you embody that, everything changes. Everything changes. So I had a conversation with this man right here, millionaire trading author Steve Burns, and what he said changed my life. He told me, yeah, I used to trade that way, but then I realized I wanted to make money. And when he said that, that like chopped me in the throat. That one hurt. That one was like, I cannot believe he just said that to me. But I realized something, that I had to find what actually works and not just what works in theory, because I was trading only on theory. I had to find out how real winners were winning. And so I read hundreds of trading books and I interviewed the best traders in the world. And then I clicked it all together. My original strategy that Steve said, hey, I used to trade that way, but I realized I want to make money, could never win. I had been duped by fake gurus. There was mathematically zero chance that I could profit. But there were successful traders who had figured it out. So I started trading their strategies and I built a solid strategy around their rules. So I could trade in just 10 minutes a day. And I had to do it from an iPad under my desk at work because I couldn't trade on my computer, right? I didn't have 63 monitors lined up where I could just look at all kinds of different things. No, I had to be able to do it from one screen under my desk. It had to be simple, effective, and easy to complete daily. And like I said, I had to be able to do it from one screen. This 10-minute trading strategy finally allowed me to do two things. Number one is finally become profitable. Maybe that's something you've been struggling with, but this is how I finally became profitable. And it also allowed me to remove all emotion, literally taking the guesswork out of trading. And at that point, trading became just a game. Exactly like playing Mario. Trading became a game exactly like playing Mario. And it was a game that I finally learned the rules on how to play. Now, who wants to learn how to trade like a video game, right? The rules that I'm going to share with you today are going to make it easy like this, okay? So if that sounds like what you are here to do, do me a favor, type yes in the chat box, then hit send, and then hit that share button to make sure it goes out to more people. All right. If you're ready to do this, so am I. So this is the first section here. Stop trading like a noob, okay? How to finally win the stock market boss fight. Now, when I was in college, I heard that you could beat the original Mario in only 2 minutes. Her Scrambler says yes. Donna says, yes, let's go. Let's do this thing. Donna, thanks for coming today. I heard that you could beat the original Mario in only 2 minutes. And I remember when I was doing this, right? I spent hours doing this. It was on the Nintendo Wii. And it was like it was a Mario emulator. And when you played it, you turned the Wii remote sideways, and it was almost the same as using the original, you know, rectangle remote that you could put in your hands that would dig into there, right, and leave you sore afterward. And that was so much fun to be able to do that. And I spent hours each day doing this. And like, I never skipped classes because I wasn't one of those guys, but I spent a lot of time trying to be able to beat that 2-minute record, right? I was never able to do it, but it didn't stop me from learning everything that I could. And this is way back when, like, the YouTubes and things finally came to be, right? I remember the first time I saw YouTube at a friend's apartment in college, and I was like, there's videos on the internet? How's that even possible? And now, you know, look at us right now. But one of those videos was teaching me the shortcuts, right? All the shortcuts to get through Mario in 2 minutes. And I found out all the hacks. I knew every single tube to jump down. I knew every single obstacle to jump over. I knew everything there was about how to get from A to B, to get from the beginning of the game at level 1 to rescuing the princess at the end. Now, while I couldn't do it in 2 minutes, I was able to do it in 5 minutes, right? I may not have been the best in the world, but I was able to accomplish the goal, even though it took me a couple of minutes longer. So that was a huge victory for me. I figured out the rules, I figured out the shortcuts, I figured out the hacks, and then I was able to make it work. But let me tell you a different story about the second time I blew up my account. Not the first time, the second time. I was following some traders on Twitter, right? And at the time, I didn't realize that Brilliant Monkey 69 on Twitter may not have been an actual trader, because his profile picture was a monkey and his avatar name was, you know, some random thing. There was nothing legitimate about this person, but I thought he knew something. This one in particular said that gold had to start going back up. It was at a generational low and it had to go up at this point. It had to. So I levered to the hilt. I bought everything that I could find. GDX, GDXJ, GLD, I leveraged ETFs. I think there was NUGT, there was Dust. Everything that you could possibly get into to play gold going up, I was there. And I was bragging about how smart I was, right? I was playing this game like I thought I had all the cheat codes. But the problem was that it never stopped going down. Like at all. The entire time I put on the trade, every single day it was going down. Every day was worse and worse. And I took my family to Disney World while this was happening. And I remember standing in the hotel room, looking out the window over at Disney World, and thinking to myself, what a failure I was. How could I have done this? How could I have done this to me? How could I have done this to them? By the time that I closed that trade, I had blown up my account again, a second time. A second time in 2 years. Maybe that sounds like something that happened to you, or maybe you know somebody who's gone through this. That was painful. But I knew I needed a change, right? And the market was unemotional. Just like playing Mario, right? The characters on the game are unemotional. The market was just giving me data. The problem was that I didn't understand how to read the data. And the market is nothing more. Remember, the market is nothing more than numbers on a screen. You can think of it like you're owning pieces of a company. You can think of it in all kinds of different ways. But at the end of the day, what you're looking at are numbers on a screen. Exactly like Mario characters on a screen. Okay, we're not talking about all the back end. We're not talking about all the logistics. All we're talking about are numbers on a screen, just like Mario is characters on a screen. Her Scrambler says, we have all been there. Yeah, I think you know exactly what I'm talking about. Now, the market is not out to get you.
Okay. There is no one in some dirty, dark back room saying, hey, we got to go get their money, right? We got to go take Donna's money. We got to go get Mike's money. We got to make sure that when Kavon opens his trading account today, we have stolen his money. That doesn't happen. But I had to take a step back and look in the mirror, right? For a brief second there, I thought about, doing my little interpretation of Michael Jackson's, I'm looking at the man in the mirror. I almost just did it a second time. It's not going to happen. Okay. I'm not singing for you yet. I might later, but I'm not doing it right now. But I caused myself to fail. I did this. Nobody did this to me. And when I took personal responsibility for my failures, I also realized that I need to be responsible for my successes. I read hundreds of trading books, and the biggest thing that I realized was that trading is a math game, but it's also a game between your ears. Here's a book. 100% of what you want in life is between your ears. I haven't read this book yet, but probably needs to go on my list. So when you master your emotions, you've mastered the hardest part of trading. But that's also why 90% of traders blow up. The stats are that 90% of traders lose 90% of their account within the first 90 days of opening. I was there. Her scrambler was there. You've probably been there too. But we can fix this, right? But you can't fix it if you continue to be emotional. These traders who blow up, they can't focus and separate their emotions from their trades. Now, I wanted to briefly read to you from Trading in the Zone. This is a book that I recommend to everybody. If you want to check it out, Trading in the Zone by Mark Douglas. And one of the things he says is there are unlimited possibilities coupled with unlimited freedom in trading. So he says here, because unlimited possibilities coupled with the unlimited freedom to take advantage of those possibilities present the individual with unique and specialized psychological challenges. Challenges that very few people are properly equipped to deal with or have any awareness for that matter. And people can't exactly work on overcoming something if they don't even know it's a problem. Most traders out there, which is what Mark's trying to say here, most traders out there don't even know that they have a problem within themselves that they have to overcome. They'll spend hours and days analyzing the market over and over. It's all the market's fault. There's some market maker out there who's stealing all their money, when really, when you play the game, right, it's all between your ears. And when you play the game, you don't have unlimited freedom. If you're going to play the game correctly, you have to play by the rules. Each game has rules, right? If it's chess or backgammon or Dungeons and Dragons or Mario or anything else, every game has rules, okay? And the best game in the world, trading stocks, that also has a set of rules. And there's this really great story. So I've had the chance to talk to both Mark and Jack Schwager. And when Jack Schwager was interviewing Mark for his Market Wizards book, he said, Mark said, hey, these are the rules, Jack, that make me successful. These are how I have turned, 33,000% profit in the span of 5 years. And Jack says, but these are the same rules that everybody says. Come on, Mark, tell me something new. And Mark says, Jack, these are the rules because they work. Think about that for a second, right? Have you been one of those people who are like, oh, I got to go find the new thing. I got to go try this or that. There's this new indicator. There's this new pattern. There's this new whatever. Everybody's out there chasing the new shiny object. But Mark's point is that there are established rules and they work. Now, our hashtag 10-minute stock traders, they know that these very set, they follow a very clear set of rules, right? We have our strategy that we call the 10 minutes to freedom trading strategy. And it starts with the market, goes to charts, goes to relative strength, goes to the back test, and goes to liquidity, and finally the position size. We know precisely where we will get in, and we know precisely where we will get out, and we know precisely how much we're risking. But there is one thing that we do not know. Can you guess what it is? I'll give you 4 seconds to type in the chat what the one thing that we don't know. And then after you hit your guess in the chat, after you click send, hit the share button and share this to at least 5 of your friends. What's the one thing that we don't know in trading? We know precisely how much risk we're taking. We know where we're going to get out. We know where we're going to get in. What's the one thing we don't know? You're going to love this. We don't know how much we're going to make on the trade. We have no idea how much profit there will be, but we do know how much risk we're standing to take. And this is where it gets fun, right? When we have a trade, we always start with one unit. That's how I describe trading. A unit is your position size. And if your position size is 10 shares, if your position size is 1,000 shares, if your position size is 6 contracts, if your position size is 60 contracts, that's one unit. When we start trading, we start with one unit and we risk at a maximum on that unit 2% of our account in any one trade. That's it. 2%. So if you have, for example, we'll use round numbers here. If you have a $100 account and you lose on a trade, you should still have $98 left in your account. But when a trade is working, that is where we have more fun, and that's where we add units. That's where we pyramid into success, right? We have already started with one unit and we have proven that this trade is working. And we can only ever lose on our smallest position size. Think about that for a second, right? If you start with your smallest size, you're testing the water. You're dipping your toe in, right? You're saying, hey, I'm going to put on one unit. And if I lose, I'm only going to lose on one unit. But if it's working, if it's winning, I'm going to add one unit, then two, then three, then four, then five, right? I'm going to let that work for me the whole way. So if we're ever going to lose, it's only going to be on the smallest position. And every day that goes by, the number one thing that we're doing is reducing risk. Let's say if we have a dollar for our stop loss, every day that goes by, we have a formula where we're taking that down, right? Maybe a dollar, maybe 85 cents, maybe 50 cents, maybe 10 cents. And then at some point, we have reduced risk so much that all we have is locked in profits. That sounds pretty good, doesn't it? After we have locked in our profits, this is when we have proven that the trade is working. And then we can comfortably add more size, knowing that, hey, these profits are locked in. Now, of course, there can always be a gap, and we can't control that. But we add when we know that our profits are locked in, following our trend lines. Now, I'm going to show you an example of what that looks like right now. So here's a trade that we put on last year. And our entry point was here at 3706. At 3706, if it had closed below this gray line, we would have gotten out, okay? That's how much risk we were taking from the bottom of this red down to the gray line. That's it. That's all the risk that we had in that trade. So every day, we're bringing in our risk. But also, every day, this trade was moving. This trade was working. And so we added first unit, and then second, and then a third, and then a fourth, and then a fifth. We had 5 units on in this trade when it finally reversed. And we won on 4 out of 5 of those units. And if we were going to lose, it was only going to be on one unit. So we stacked this five times for us and let it work. And only on the last one did the stock tell us, okay, this run's over for now. That's how it works. So here's an example of when it doesn't work. We put on the trade here at this green line. The next day we were stopped out. The next day we had one unit. We had planned to add one here and add one here, but there was only one unit to start with. And then when the price went down, we get out. And then look what happened after that. The stock dropped $20 in the span of a week or two. That didn't impact us because we were out. We risked one unit. We found out it wasn't working. And so we got out. We risked one unit. We found out it was working. And then we continued to pyramid in as long as it was working. The only time that we could have lost was on our smallest possible position. So at this point, you're probably asking yourself this, right? And I know you're asking this, right? Hey, Chris, how does this relate to video games? So you remember Mario, right? You remember, and you spent hours playing Mario, right? Jumping over those turtles, jumping over the mushrooms, jumping down pipes and avoiding those eating flower, human flower eater things. I don't get it. But I did know that the goal was to rescue the princess, right? If we were going to go from start to finish, the goal is to rescue the princess. But you had to follow the rules, right? And if you didn't follow the rules, this would happen. You'd fall down the hole. Game over. If you didn't follow the rules, maybe you touched a mushroom? Listen, I was not a developer on this, but I will tell you, if I were to put in villains in a game, they wouldn't be mushrooms. How random is that, right? But if you touched a mushroom, game over. Boom. We know precisely how much risk we are taking, always in every trade. And we only risk on our smallest position. This allows us to prove the trade is working. But it's the undefined nature of the winners that makes this so much fun. The way I describe our style of trading, our 10 minutes to freedom trading strategy, 10 minutes to freedom trading strategy is this: cut your losers short and let your winners run out of control. That sounds pretty amazing, right? And when you do that, trading becomes super, super easy. So here, we're going to play a little game. We're going to play a little game. I'm excited about this. I legitimately do not know what the outcome will be, just like if you're trading. I do not know what the outcome will be. But in this game, we're going to do a random number generator, okay? And in this random number generator, we're going to be trying a few different things. On the left-hand side, we're going to be running our 10 minutes to freedom strategy, which basically has a 50% win rate. So I have a loser on every other trade. 50% win rate doesn't sound like much, but let me show you something, right? If we only lose one, but we have the potential to win, let's call it 10, which is totally legitimately how trading should be. What would that look like? Right? Let's say our lower bounds here are minus one, our upper bounds are 10. So anything could happen in between there. And we're going to go ahead and plan on losing on every other trade. All right. So let's put in 6, negative 1, 10, negative 1, 1, 10, 7, negative 1, and then negative 1, right? So this had a 41% win rate, which doesn't sound like all that much, right? A 41% win rate. But what if we trade like maybe the way you were trading before? Nothing personal, but let's say that, you know what? For you, because you don't know how to control risk, this has been an issue in your trading account, and this is why you're not where you wanted to be in trading, right? Let's say that you have the propensity to sometimes let a loser go too far. Sometimes you let that loser, when it was negative one, go a little bit further. And let's say that you let that losers go all the way to negative 10 sometimes. So if you win 10 on some trades, you're also going to lose 10 on some trades. Let's see what that returns. Okay. Here we had a 41% win rate, 54% total return. So let's do that again. Okay, right off the bat, negative 10. 2. And legit, this is a random number generator. It could do 10 in a row of 10s. I don't know. Negative 9. 2. Negative 2. Right? So you're looking at this like if you were trading and you weren't able to cut your losers short. And sometimes your losers get a little away from you and you get a negative 9. Sometimes you have a winner and it's a 1. You just keep repeating that process over and over and over 2 more times. This had a 50% win rate. It had a higher win rate. But your return, you lost 52%. Whereas if you did our strategy, right, where you cut your loser to just like negative 1, okay, you can still have a 40% win rate and have a 54% return. The only thing that's different between these two scenarios, the only thing is how much your losers are. That's the only difference. Everything else is a random outcome. And in trading, everything is a random outcome. You can set yourself up for success following strategies. But at the end of the day, the outcome is random. But you have to control those losses. So each small loss is like losing on the first level of the game. That's how this ties into trading like a video game, right? But on each winner, we don't know how far it will go. If you're playing Mario and you lose on the first level, that's your small loss. But if you're playing and you're winning, you can continue on, right? We don't know how far I'll go. We're going to ride this as long as we can. And we could see it go to level 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Or even sometimes we rescue the princess and hit level 10. When you follow the rules of the game, this kind of trading is low pressure. Low pressure. When you know your strategy, hey, I'm going to win this one. Well, I don't know if I'm going to win this one. But there's a 50-50 chance I'm going to win this one. So if it's a small loser, I'm just going to take it off. I call those throwaway trades. I'm just going to throw it away. But if it's winning, I'm going to continue to press my advantage while it works. I had the pleasure to talk to Ryan Pierpont not that long ago. Really great guy. He's come in third place for 2 years in a row in the U.S. Investing Championship. And he said, hey, it's all a math game. You have negative 1, negative 1, negative 1, 6. Negative 1, negative, negative 1, 0. Negative 1, negative, negative 1, 15. We don't know what the outcome will be. But we do know how much risk we're going to take, period. Mark Minervini, one of my friends, he says, these rules are how I'm successful. Remember, he told that to Jack Schwager. That's because it works. The 10 minutes to freedom strategy, like we talk about, it works. In 2021, our strategy had 172% return. It's amazing. Our losers were 20%. Our winners were 28% on average. Okay. And we had a 51% win rate. So if you flipped a coin and if you lost it, you lost 20 cents. If you flipped a coin and you won, you made 28 cents. I would flip that coin to infinity. That's the way trading works. Your winners are bigger than your losers. And you just repeat. So here's the key point to remember in this section here. Cut your losses short and let your winners run out of control. That is how you win against the stock market boss fight. So does this make sense? If it does, let me know in the chat. Let me know if this makes sense to you. Are you getting this? And let me know if you have any questions. Let me know in the chat if you have any questions, and let me know if you're getting this, okay? And then click share so more people can learn about this too. Let me know if you have any questions, because we're about to move into the second section. All right, so here is the second section today. Bonus points, how watching your high score is causing you to lose mega profits and mega points. Now, of course, nothing's guaranteed in the game of trading. And while I tell you our results from last year, I have no idea what our results are going to be this year. And I can't guarantee that I'll be as successful. And I can't guarantee that I won't be more successful. But I know that following my strategy, I'm going to do pretty good either way. So imagine with me the last time you were playing Mario. All right. I don't know when this was for you. Okay. This could have been back when you were 7 years old. This could have been when you were in college like me and you should have been out, you know, in class, hanging with your frat brothers, chasing girls, whatever the case was, right? Imagine the last time you were playing Mario. I can remember like vividly sitting in my dorm. The dorm was called West Hall. We were on the first floor, so my window looked straight outside. It wasn't like in an apartment building. And I had my TV facing this way. And it's one of those old style TVs, right? It was like this deep, and it was gray. This was before HD, right? And I had my Wii, and I would just sit there for hours, just sitting on the bed, staring at the TV, going to town on it, right? So imagine the last time you were playing Mario, any other game, killing the bad guys, jumping over those stupid little mushrooms. Did you ever, during that time while you were playing, right? You're going nuts, right? You're following, you're doing everything you're supposed to be doing. You're killing bad guys. You're shooting zombies. Everything's going your way. You're focusing on accomplishing your objective, right? You're moving forward. You're trying to capture the princess, right? You're following the rules to win the game. You know that you can't do this thing. You know you can't do that thing, but you know you can do this move and it'll get you to this place, right? You're following the rules, right? Did you ever at any point stop? Did you ever at any point stop and look at your score? Did you ever at any point when you're chasing down the princess, jumping over the turtles, bumping on top of the mushrooms, going down those tubes, did you ever look around and say, oh, what's my score? What was my score 5 minutes ago? Did I have a higher score at this point last time I played the game? Did you ever divert your attention away from the process to look at your score? No, of course not. You were in the flow. You were deep in that flow. You were getting busy. You were making things happen. All you cared about was following the steps to get to the goal. Am I right? And that's where most traders mess up. They stop focusing on the process for their winning system. And they start daydreaming. They look at their P&L and they start thinking about that new Aston Martin, right? They imagine that they're James Bond. They just defeated the big bad guy. They got the Bond girl. They're driving off into the sunset in their new Aston Martin. And they're thinking about that mansion that they're going to in the south of France, 48,000 square feet with an outdoor pool and an indoor pool with 16 bedrooms and 28 bathrooms and 100,000 square feet, right? They're thinking about that new mansion as they make every single trade. They're thinking about how they're going to take over the world. And there is a time for meditation. There is a time for visualization for being successful, but it is not while you're trading. And maybe if they're losing, they can't get out of the trade. And they're thinking about how they're never going to stop driving that beat up old Honda, right? That Accord that their mom got them in 1997 that still somehow manages to get them to their shifts, right? They'll never be able to afford to move out of their mom's basement. This is what's going through their mind when they're losing. Instead of just closing the trade, Their emotions are swinging back and forth between pain and pleasure, and it could literally be minute to minute that they could have total elation that, hey, I'm winning, or total devastation like, oh, I cannot believe this is happening. Their emotions are all over the place, right? That's because they're focusing on their score instead of focusing on their process. They're too busy, instead of focusing on getting through this level, instead of focusing on jumping over turtles, instead of jumping over mushrooms, instead of going down all the pipes and avoiding all the obstacles, they're too busy looking up at the score. So as they're going, the turtles are hitting them. As they're going, the mushrooms are hitting them. As they're going, they're falling down those bottomless pits of despair. As they're going, this just ain't working out, because they're not focusing on the process. When you're looking at your score, you're too distracted to see what the process should be. Now, a few years ago, I had the pleasure to speak with Yvonne Baiji, this author of several books here. And Yvonne, like, he was really cool, really chill guy. I loved that about him. And one thing he said stuck with me. He said, and it sticks with me to this day, he says, stop focusing on the money. Focus on your process. Stop looking at your score and focus on your process. And the money will take care of itself. If you have a winning strategy, stop looking at your money. Turn off your P&L. Turn off your account balance. Focus on your process. So that very day, I turned off my P&L and my account balance, and I've never turned them back on. And so you're probably thinking to yourself, Chris, how do you know if you're winning? How do you know if you're losing? Well, I know where I'm going to get in on the chart for the price of the stock, and I know where I'm going to get out if I'm wrong. And you're right. I have no idea where I'm going to get out if I'm right, because I'm going to let that winner run as far as it can. I just let the market tell me where it's going, and then I just follow along. And I focus on the process. Focusing on how to play the game and not my score. So when you turn off your P&L and focus on your strategy, you will stop focusing on how many points you have or how many points you don't have, how many points you're losing versus how many points you're winning. Focus back on executing your winning strategy. We already know that our strategy is mathematically profitable. So why stress? Half the time you'll take a small loss. Half the time you'll have a winner. And maybe every once in a while you'll rescue the princess. So here's the key point to remember. Like Yvonne says, stop focusing on the money. Focus on your process. And the money will take care of itself. Does that make sense? Do you understand why that we're doing this? Okay. Let me know if you have questions. So what we're going to do, we're going to take a quick 60-second intermission before we move into the third part of today's webinar. So go refill your water, go sharpen your pencil, whatever you need to do, take a quick 60-second break. A 10-minute stock trader takes calculated risks, understands that the treasure lies in knowing the data, doesn't guess at trading, follows their plan, doesn't blame others, takes responsibility, and knows why the market works. A 10-minute stock trader is smart. A 10-minute stock trader understands that they can make the world a better place. They spread joy to others, they follow their dreams, they build each other up. They use money as a tool, and they spend as little time trading and as much time living as possible. Welcome to the 10-Minute Trading Room, where we take the guesswork out of trading. All right. Are you ready to go through the final section? And of course, let me know if you have questions as we go. I am here for you. I am so excited to be able to do this. I hope that you've been taking notes, right? This took me a long time to put together. I went through a lot, really thought a lot about what I was going to cover today. And, you know, let me know as you go what epiphanies you may have. But let's do this. Let's get into the third section. My number one trading hack. How to write your own cheat codes and shortcut your way to success. So the story is kind of painful. Have you ever heard of an iron condor, right? Maybe you have, maybe you haven't. But for me, it always conjures up images of something like this, right? An old-timey plane, you know, maybe they called it the iron condor because it's a big old plane and it's made of iron and it had to fly for ages and ages. And the strategy wins. This strategy, the iron condor strategy, wins when a stock moves up, down, or sideways. And it doesn't get any better than that, right? When you think about trading, if you were able to win if a stock went up, down, or sideways, you would be convinced that this was the way to trade, right? And this was exactly how I felt. And this is what it's like for an iron condor, right? The stock can move up. The stock can move down. The stock can move up. It can move down, up and down, up and down. But at the end of the day, the price is basically the same. It's moved sideways the whole time. So I thought I found the cheat code to trading. I thought that these iron condors were where it was supposed to be. I went all year putting these bad boys on. I don't remember which year, but I went all year that year putting these bad boys on, thinking that I was a genius. And at the end of the year, I was down. I wasn't down that bad, but I knew I was down. But I had to know, right? Why was I down? What happened? Shouldn't this have worked? If the stock can go up, down, or sideways, where am I going wrong here? So I did an analysis, and I found that I had an 80-plus percent win rate. 80%. That's not an exaggeration. And, you know, you'd be thinking, hey, you can't go wrong there. I'm a genius. Ah! Yeah, right. How could I have an 80-plus percent win rate and still have lost money? Riddle me that, because I don't know. How did that happen? So I started looking at these iron condors, and thankfully, I kept meticulous notes, right? I found that while I had an 80-plus percent win rate, 90% of all the dollars that I lost came from this strategy. Let's go back. Let's talk about that for a second, right? I had an 80% win rate, but 90% of the dollars I lost came from this strategy. Think of it this way, right? If at the end of the year, you take all your winning trades and all your losing trades, and you see that 90% of all the dollars that you lost, right? You have winners and you have losers. 90% of all the dollars you lost came from one strategy. How? It was because my risk and return, they were out of balance. So remember earlier when I said that we knew exactly how much we could lose, but we don't know how much we can win? With an iron condor, or with our strategy now, with the 10-minute stock trading strategy, we can risk one to make 3, 4, 5 or more. That's normal. With these iron condors, I was risking 4 to make 1 or sometimes even less. So this is really what an iron condor's profit graph looks like here, right? This itty bitty bit of profits and this humongous bit of losses. Because of that, there was no possible way I could be successful. I realized I hadn't found the cheat code in Iron Condors. Not at all. But I found that I could write my own cheat codes. And I could write my own cheat codes by reviewing my trades. By taking a hard look at why my results sucked. Mark said this to me one day. He says, that's why your trades suck. Your winning is tiny. Your losses are huge. That's why your trades suck. Now, my friend Mike Lamoth, he put this on his Twitter one day. And I thought it was brilliant. Because you look at the amateur trader down here, looking at the successful traders like us up here, and he's looking at the two going, I don't need help. I can do it all on my own. But the difference between these two is not greed. It's not fear. It's a few things like mindset, risk management, position size, trading plan, and journaling. All of this, of these five things, I don't see anything that says going crazy YOLOing into the next stock that they say is going to be a short squeeze. I don't see that. I don't see anywhere on here where he says, go follow some random person on Twitter that has a monkey as their avatar. Nope, I don't see that at all. I see personal responsibility and reducing risk at every step. And at the top of this is journaling. You've got to keep a trading journal. You can use pen and paper. You can use a spreadsheet. You can go on Amazon. I have hundreds, not hundreds. I probably have 3 or 4 dozen different journals that you could get. And listen, I make $0 on these. Okay. They're like $6. You think I'm going to get wealthy, you know, selling you a $6 trading journal. We got to talk about that. I am not making anything, but I am making it available to you because I feel so strongly about this. You have to keep a trading journal. When you write down each time you open and close a trade, and what day, what time, what price, why did I get in, why did I get out? And it doesn't matter what you write, right? For me, like this is a screenshot of one that I journaled, right? I had a 5-day EMA trailing stop. I closed it when the stock was above the 5-day, okay? I expected, you know, to be a winner, but it wasn't. I had one unit on and it went the other way. I wanted to go down, it went up, no big deal. I just kept notes. This stock here, I wanted it to go up, but it went down first and then it went up. And that's okay. I knew when I closed it and I knew why I opened it. I wasn't going to take a $20 loss before even thinking of getting a profit here. We can't control this. The only thing we can control are entries and exits. And for me, I wasn't about to go down that road because that road could have gone to zero. Right? Writing down, why did I close it? All that matters when you keep your trading journal is that you keep track and you review objectively. Sometime in the future, you review objectively. It doesn't have to be that day. It could be the end of that week, end of that month, whatever. The point is to review sometime in the future. Now, I talked to this man here, Jared Tindler, and he wrote the book, The Mental Game of Trading. And I was talking to him about it. And I'm like, look, I write down all my trades. And usually at the end of every month, I'll take a look back at them and say, what went right? What went wrong? What could I do differently? What could I do differently to make sure that either my wins were bigger or my losses were smaller, or maybe I could have done something different with my position sizing? Constantly. This is exactly how to win the mental game of trading. Are you ready to write your own cheat codes? Are you ready? Okay, here's how you do it. You do more of what works and you do less of what doesn't work. That's simple. But you have no idea. You will not know what works and what doesn't work unless you try. You'll never know unless you try. One of my quotes is success doesn't happen on accident. You can't be successful without risking. But you also can't play if you've lost all your money. Let me rephrase that. Larry Hite, the first billionaire hedge fund manager that I talked about earlier, his quote is, you can't win if you don't bet. You can't be successful if you don't play the game. But you can't play if you've lost all your chips. You can't play to be successful if you've already gone bankrupt. So here's the key point to remember. Journal your trades. And then periodically look back and see what works and what doesn't. Then, and only then, can you start doing more of what works and less of what doesn't work. Does this make sense? Now, I'm going to play a quick video by my friend Victor. This is somebody that I work with one-on-one. And he had a huge epiphany, a huge breakthrough that I really wanted to share with you, specifically about how to trade like a game.
Relate to, right? Because like I've always thought that way. So it became inspired me. I'm like, dude, I'm like, every time more, I feel like I'm more cut out for this stuff.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I do like the fact that it's not that easy. You understand? It's not, like if I do become a millionaire, which obviously my plan.
All right. Don't I'm even glad if
it doesn't become a thing.
Don't even if here, right. Check this out. Just consider that you will be a millionaire. It's just a matter of time. Forget the if, I mean that. Like when you start talking about yourself, be like, I know I'm going to be a millionaire. I don't know when, but it's going to happen. It's like these traits you put on, right? I don't know when we're going to have a great trend, but it's going to happen. I know that. And I want you to start thinking about that in all your goals, right? Like, you know, you're going to have a second baby one day, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, just think about the same way that you'll be a millionaire. You know, it's going to happen, but it's not going to happen on accident. That's one of my huge quotes, right? Success doesn't happen on accident.
Yeah. No, it's good. It doesn't, because it's not, it'd be kind of boring.
Yeah.
It was too easy to be kind of boring. But yeah, no, I do walk around and I just look at my girlfriend. I'm like, she doesn't know it. I'm going to be filthy rich really soon.
Master of the universe money.
Yeah. And also, it was cool with the dentist part. Like, he wouldn't see numbers as numbers, right? Like, and they even started using the codes and stuff like that. So he wouldn't see, like, okay, I'm risking or using this amount of money. It's just like, it's a game. You said it as well. It's a game. You just, you want to benefit from it and you want to have tons of it, but you just want to keep on playing the game and, of course, winning at the game. Yeah. So that's cool.
Isn't that cool, right? Those were my words. That was Victor's words. But it's all about keeping your risk small, letting your winners run, you know, taking those losses on the first level, and then going to rescue the princess. When you got a winner, see how far it can go. Don't let your losers get away from you. So let me know in the chat box if you have any questions, right? Type yes if you're getting this, right? Because we covered a lot today. We talked about how to stop trading like a noob. How to stop trading like a noob. How to finally win the stock market boss fight. You get that now. You got the bonus points section. How watching your high score is causing you to lose mega points and mega profits too. And my number one trading hack. How to write your own cheat code for success. And like I said earlier, and now you get it. Trading is easy when you know how to play by the rules. And now you can treat trading like a video game, right? So do you think you can do this? Of course you can. So type yes in the chat box, right?
Okay, so like I said before, today I will be giving you $5,488 worth of trading education for free. Yes, I said it's free, and it's because you are now officially a 10-minute stock trader. Now, this will help you find amazing trades consistently. And here's why you'd want it, even if it wasn't free, which it is. The number one reason is the money. You can hear the lessons that I've learned from billion-dollar hedge fund managers. You can hear the lessons that I've learned from U.S. investing champions. You can hear the lessons that I've learned from best-selling authors. And you can hear the lessons to avoid from fake gurus. Now, I put all these lessons together to find what works and what doesn't in today's markets. And reason number two is the gap. Most trading educators out there are just teaching the theory. You already know that trading is the most lucrative career in the entire world. So if they're teaching the theory, why aren't they actually making any money? That right there, that's the gap. And that gap is crossed with trading psychology. Now, there's three parts to any solid trading system. And the first part is the strategy. This is finding a proven edge, your offensive weapon. Number two is risk management, your defensive weapon. And the third part is trading psychology, balancing both your offensive and your defensive weapons. Now, this is where most trader educators break down. The theory only goes so far, and the true traders, they know how to adapt when the market shifts. So I have a massive opportunity for you today to finally live the life you've always been dreaming of being a trader would be. Now, why would I be sharing this with you? It's really because it's a blatant bribe to get you to try my new coaching program called the 10-Minute Trading Room. We have daily live video calls. We send you our daily video trade alerts. We send you our portfolio updates. We send you our market analysis. We send you our new trade setups every day. And we send you our daily trading psychology. Everything we trade together. It's like getting a call personally from me every trading day with what we're trading and why we're trading it every trading day. Plus, every other Friday, we have live training sessions, just like the one you're watching right now. We're going to be building new trading courses together. The reason we want to do this is because we're going to be using your questions and finding the best answers for you. These courses will be available for the members only. Plus, you're going to get to watch me personally showing you how to use these lessons in your everyday trading. And you can ask as many questions as you want. And you get it all. I'm going to be showing you what's working today. And it's like an up-to-the-minute field report sent from the front lines of the cutting edge of trading. And then I'm going to be showing you how to model it in your trading fast. The only way to have access like this would be if you worked with me personally in my office, shoulder to shoulder with me every day. That's the only way to do it. So you're probably wondering about the cost. As a member, you get everything inside the 10-minute trading room. The daily live video trade alerts, the live market analysis, the live portfolio analysis, the live new trade setups, the live trading psychology, all included, plus the live trainings and Q&A calls, the live look over your shoulder trading setups, the live trading courses built with your questions and your answers. All of this is included for just $147 per month. There's no contract and you can cancel anytime. Plus, I'll even give you the AI stock trading system course, the Real Trades case study course, our bullish, bearish, and neutral option strategy courses, all for free. That's everything included here, and the total value lines up to $5,488. But obviously, I'm not going to have you pay $5,488, but that's $5,488 worth of training, yours for free, just for becoming a member. Now, let's talk about the membership dues. Like I said, it's just $147 per month. That's it. It's not prohibitively expensive, but it's enough to keep the freebie-seeking knuckleheads at bay. You know these people, right? The ones that go on Wall Street bets trying to YOLO into every trade they can find. That's not us. But for the right person, this membership should pay you. Think about this. Would it be worth $147 to have me show you every single entry and exit point we trade this entire month? Don't you think if you develop the trades like I created, you would get the same results that I did? If you're like most people, you tell me you'd probably pay for your membership several years over with the proceeds from potentially one trade. You probably tell me that everything else after that would just be gravy. And that's why I'm sending you our total trading system every month. And I want to make this an absolute no-brainer for you. Plus, I love helping people win big and avoid the losers too. I mean, that's so critically important, but I take a lot of pride in helping our members win big. So think about it this way. Would it be worth $147 for you to come over and spend an entire month looking over my shoulder? Having me
walk you through every entry, exit, and why. Personally showing you what's working and what's not working. The daily trade alerts are meant to give you that exact same experience. And here's something else to consider. Would it be worth $147 to jump online with me twice a month to get all of them, your trading questions answered? That's what we do in the live training and Q&A calls. Plus, you can see your fellow members, get some new ideas, what's working for them as well. And if any of those scenarios sound like they might, just might, be valuable to you, then obviously this is a no-brainer. And that's why you should accept my bribe and become a member today. Remember, there is no contract and you can cancel anytime. Plus, you're going to get the AI Stock Trading System course, the Real Trades Case Study course, the Bullish, Bearish, and Neutral Option Strategy courses, all for free. And here's something interesting about the cost of the membership. If you do the math, it's just $4.90 a day. I did a Google search for what can you buy for $4.90, and the best answer that I could find was five apples. Which would you rather have? Five apples? Or a ready-to-go trading strategy personally created by me every single day with you? Let's face it, a $4.90 isn't going to change your life. But the work that we do together, that can change everything. So accept my generous bribe and become a member today. You'll be part of a small group of high performers across the world that are sharing valuable information the rest of the planet never discovers. You'll get the latest cutting-edge trading strategies and tactics before anyone knows what hit them. And you'll be able to take our trade ideas and plug them in to your account effortlessly. Plus, you get to connect with me and your fellow members every day inside the trading room and every other week in these live trainings. You're going to connect with us on live video calls so you can get the guidance that helps you focus everything that you need. So take this offer and become a member today. Remember, you're under no obligation. You can cancel anytime. There's no contract and you can still keep all the gifts for free. Hey, speaking of gifts, there's one more thing I want to show you. So if you join the 10-Minute Trading Room with us and the fellow 10-Minute Stock Traders before Monday, I will send you not only a free t-shirt, just like my friends Kevon and Sam are wearing right here, but I will also send you one more free t-shirt voted on by the members of the 10-Minute Trading Room, the bull market, right? We want that guy coming back rip-roaring strong, and you get a free t-shirt that I will buy and I will ship to you for becoming a member before Monday. Plus, I'm going to give you 12 trading ebooks and the audiobooks and our top stocks list when you join the 10-Minute Trading Room. Now, let me show you exactly how to sign up for this. So all you got to do is go to 10minutetradingroom.com. And inside, once you get to 10-Minute Trading Room, you're going to see this big blue button here that says click here to take the guesswork out of trading. Start right now. And when you do, it's going to take you to this page here. And it's going to ask you to put in your name, your email, your phone number for our text alerts, which I really highly recommend so you won't miss anything. Just your address, your credit card number to get started. Make sure you click this button right here. That'll give you a 10-day trial for just 10 bucks. And then you understand that it's $147 a month after that for all of this included. Plus, put in your t-shirt size. That way I can send you both of those t-shirts right away. And then after you finish with that, just click this button here to make sure you understand the term and conditions, and then click process my payment and information, and you are in. You'll be trading with us today inside the 10-Minute Trading Room. So that's everything you're going to need to know on today's webinar. I hope that this has been useful to you. I hope that you've learned a lot. I really appreciate that you came today and took notes, right? I covered a lot, and this is exactly how we take the guesswork out of trading. And now it's your turn. Now it is your turn to get started taking the guesswork out of trading by using what notes you took today and joining us inside the 10-Minute Trading Room. I've done everything I can to make this as easy as possible for you, and I am so grateful that you are here with us today inside this webinar. And I cannot wait to see you later today in the 10-Minute Trading Room.